T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Allison 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Allison.
Is that right?
Yep.
All right.
If you've noticed yet.
Let me check.
That song makes me want to do the Lindsay dance.
Oh.
What's
you know,
that?
The Lindsay
Have you seen
dance?
The...
Oh, you haven't seen the
viral
video?
I haven't seen
video?
It, no.
I always feel like we should do it, but she wants everyone to do the Lindsay dance. And so she's on stage in Mykonos. And she's all...
Whoopa. But she's... It's all about these, like, weird knee kicks and stuff. Yeah. She's wearing this, like, sort of grayish silver
jumpsuit. It's super cute. And
it is actually cute.
Too.
She does. She looks really
but
skinny.
But she's wasted.
Well, not wasted.
It's hard to tell. She's just not... I mean...
She's all woozy.
She's,
you know.
But she's... It's like... She's doing these moves where she's like... throwing her head back and putting her knees way up in the air. And so people are imitating them online. It's actually pretty funny. Here and there you'll see, you know, some celebrity
or
other.
I mean, it's no Kiki.
No. Thank God.
You know.
Can't use another Kiki.
But so she's viral in a good way?
Sort of.
You know, I mean, she's relevant.
Is she?
Okay. More relevant than she has been for a while.
Yeah.
All right.
But it's kind of funny. So
but she's there. That's, you know, all the cameras are there. And the reason they have this video is because they're shooting that reality show, Lindsay Lohan's Grecian Beach Pad or whatever the hell it's called. I'm not sure what the name of it is. But it's coming. That's going to happen. It's going to be on MTV.
What? Oh, I was going to ask the network.
I think it's MTV.
I'm going to have to find my MTV. I randomly find it. When I go up past Cartoon Network.
You can just tell your walkie-talkie remote, Lindsay Lohan, and if it's on, it'll pop it up. So you'll be able to find
I'm embarrassed
it
to if, say that I want to watch that. Yeah. Hey,
Minnie. Okay, so she's surrounded by boys.
Yeah, on stage, right? You're watching
it? In short shorts.
Oh, that's
no,
not the
that's
one.
No, that's not it.
What?
No.
No, she's got a long pants.
Yeah, a silver outfit, right?
Yeah, silver.
Oh, okay. The boys are in hot pants.
Yeah.
Okay, little she's wearing shorts. A little pantsuit, though, right?
Yeah.
So you see her kick, move, and then she flips her hair
spins.
Back and
yeah,
forth.
Yeah. Okay.
So people are imitating
people
that.
People are going crazy over it, Vinny.
Oh, it's all like, right.
It's not silly. Even really. It's just her dancing on the beach.
Being weird.
Good for her. It's
getting
great.
Weird. That's
feeling
a good
Friday.
Thing, right?
Well, wasn't that the thing that Drake did? He did bad dancing in one of his videos.
It's Hotline Bling.
And,
it's horrible.
And everyone loved it.
They
like
loved
his
it?
Dancing.
Oh, I don't know that.
He's got a bridge.
He does have a bridge. So people do love him. There's no question. I thought it was... I was like, oh my God, so Drake just filmed himself not being able to dance? That's embarrassing.
Yeah.
Or not.
So like, I know I can't dance, but I don't film it. I don't know. But maybe I should. Maybe... You know what? That's it. That's what I'm missing. I need to be filming this stuff.
Yeah. We film it every time. What are you talking about?
Do
what
it
are you
talking with about? Your kids' band.
The cameras are on every time you do the Friday
dance.
Yeah,
but dance. I'm just being crazy in here.
Right.
I'm talking about when I actually dance.
Oh.
Which I do all the time.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Oh, my God. You know me.
I like when you dance in here. It's fun.
Oh, yeah. Sure. I love giving you a good belly laugh.
I'm not laughing.
That's what I live for.
You don't even watch us when we dance.
Yeah, you look on your iPad.
Your iPad the whole time.
Get out of here.
Unless
not
Metallica's on.
Us.
And then he goes, oh, I'm going to perk up for this one.
No, then he taps his foot.
Yeah.
Wow, that's great.
And that is not
so
true.
So glad you enjoy it like we do.
All right, I'm going to totally check you guys out today.
All right, check
okay?
us out.
Okay, so 1 minute I'm giving you respect and allowing you to do it. Now I'm going to stare you down the whole time. I'm going to look right at your...
I'll get stuff. Extra sexy today.
Okay, yeah, good.
Oh, all right. That sounds like a plan.
I don't know what that means, but...
I don't know how
I don't
do.
Have enough room
I don't know how you
get
can get any sexier.
Here. Yeah.
Well, we need to get you a pole.
Well...
Yeah, a little something to spin around over there.
Just laughing at the joke you made yesterday.
Bad.
That was good.
What joke?
What?
Oh, What? Friday, man. Let's have some fun.
What?
I don't know. I said something like, what do you put stripper music on or something?
Oh, yeah.
Like
pitch.
Sorry about it.
I was like, oh, my God, she said that. I'm going to look away.
Sorry, I'm not sorry.
It's a good thing there's glass between us.
I know. Actually, I am grateful that, you know, you cool down by the time you get up, navigate your way in here, have to beat on me.
When I find that door.
Right.
Where is that door?
If woman hasn't closed it on you.
Walk into
no
this
kidding.
Door.
So yesterday, I don't know how, when the news broke.
Burt Reynolds.
But it's weird that I didn't find out. I mean, I was rocking out on the way home, so I wasn't listening to any kind of news sources, but... We didn't hear it at all here, right?
No. It was after.
11:30-ish?
I don't remember
11.
What time I got that first notification.
Yeah, that's a little alert thing.
I do like that. That is one thing that is nice about... Let me see if I can see what
time it was. I feel like the only alert things I really get, though, are the political things. Like, I don't get... Someone told me Burt Reynolds.
Oh, well then you sign up for the TMZ alerts. That's where I got 11:54 yesterday from TMZ.
Oh, that's what it was. Okay.
New York Post at 11:59, CNN at 12:18.
I think one of our listeners, I think Shani Wani told me first.
Oh.
Yeah, I think he's the one that told me.
Hmm. Yeah, well,
it wasn't fully unexpected. The guy's in his 80s.
Yeah,
but
82.
He's old. I was a big fan when I was a kid, though.
Me too, Vin.
Oh, so
I watched. And you know what I really liked is that relationship he had with Dom DeLuise and a lot of those I don't know if they invented it or the outtake thing they did in all his or a few of his films.
Yeah.
You'd actually sit there and watch those dumb
things. It's like Cannonball Run. So,
yeah.
Right?
Cannonball Run, the Smokey and the Bandits.
Yeah.
What was it? Was it Hooper?
A Hooper, but I don't know if I saw that.
I don't think I saw it.
I was telling we were hanging out with listeners yesterday and story. We were at Grumpy's.
Oh.
And so
listeners,
sailed in from Vancouver.
Oh, sailed in.
Yeah.
Huh?
They took a trip. Cruise?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And pulled up in the waterway out in front of Grumpy's?
Yes.
Grumpy's, huh?
Well, not in front of Grumpy's, but a couple blocks away. And so I'm like, they Facebooked me. I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, go hang out. Oh. And so I was telling them that...
You buying?
They did buy.
Of course they did.
I had two drinks. I'm like, great. And I had watched Smokey and the Bandit a couple weeks ago. And at the end of it, yeah. And I was just totally in. Oh, that's so fun. I started crying at the end. And the reason I was crying is because I remembered that when I was a kid... You know, me and my brothers and my mom went to the movie theater and saw it. And it was so fun. And I was laughing and crying at the same time. I was laughing because it's a great movie. Crying because, I remember we were all together and that was a good time. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm crying. Oh.
Man, but, life is so bittersweet, isn't it?
Yeah, but that Smokey and the Bandit, man, come on. You can't beat that.
Jesus,
that was
so good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And his whole thing with like Sally Field, like I just thought they were so perfect together.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they had the chemistry,
right?
No question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's, I mean, it came through.
Mm-hmm.
You liked it. You were like, yeah, they're great together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was just so cute. He was so handsome. Mm-hmm. He's just so manly. Even when I was looking at the centerfold picture this morning, and he's, you know,
he's so hairy.
You know, though, that's how men used to look.
Yeah.
Like, it just wasn't.
They wouldn't have thought to clip themselves.
No, it would have been weird if he had. I get it. Everyone's not, they're into the bare chest or the super tight clip. But I was like, well, that's what my dad used to look like. You know, all the men I knew growing up just were hairy dudes.
Right.
But Yuzi was like, if he rolls over, his back will probably make you barf.
Well, I was just going to say.
The front is one thing. The back, I'm like, oh.
Even those of us who clip, we're not stoked about it. Yeah. But there is a grossness to the hair suit.
The sweater. Yeah. Do you have a hairy back?
We are animals.
Me, no. I mean, I have some that I
some patches.
Take care of. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Down the back of my neck for sure.
Yeah. That's cool, but like a sweater.
But I got a little thing that I undo, and I can clip it without having to.
Oh.
Is it like an arm?
It's like an arm.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, they really are inventing all kinds of ways to get to every piece.
I hate it, but I also hate that, you know what? You know that feeling? Everybody has this. You get busy for whatever reason. Maybe it's because you've been working it. And you're not even thinking because you're working in your yard or whatever, right? When you've been doing those projects. And some days pass, maybe a week, maybe two. And you finally take a good, close look at yourself and go, there's hair coming out of all weird places.
Yep.
I have let myself go.
Yep. Yeah.
And it's just a weird thing.
It is like a constant maintenance thing.
How close did people look at me today? Like, oh, man.
And for dudes, I mean, you guys start sprouting hairs like on it, like the bushy ear thing is that's a real thing.
Uh-huh. Or like the eyebrow. You get that curly one going everywhere. One. Like, yeah. Your nose.
I take a little hair. I take a comb. And put it into the eyebrow and then take a clipper and
go over the
run
top.
Along the, you know what I'm saying?
That's a good way to do it. Yeah.
Because I have definitely had that, like, I find it and pull on it and go, Jesus Christ, I can see it in my vision.
Four inches long.
It's that long.
Right. And it's
hell?
White.
Right. Yeah. So anyway, we got a constant, but Bert didn't have to worry about that.
No, Bert just let it all go.
Neither did Evel Knievel.
Evel Knievel was also very hairy.
Yeah, those are the guy like the manly men of the day. They didn't.
Men.
They weren't gonna do that.
I don't remember. I can barely remember what Evel Knievel even looked like.
I follow him on Instagram, and they show his old jumps all the time. And the jumps are, it's him, like landing and not even close to making it. And they show the bike leaves him, and you just see his body whip down on the cement, rolling. And then they stop it and show broken hip, like where he hits broken hip, broken ribs, concussion,
testicular torsion,
fractured skull. Like they just show all the injuries. Yeah. And then they let him keep rolling out of it. And you're like, oh, man, that guy just.
That was his way.
Well, one wipeout you'd think would make that guy scared enough to. That's how the human, that's how we work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you touch fire and you go, ow, now I know.
Better not do that again.
Right.
Right. I've learned my lesson.
Well, that was his job.
There's also something in people that makes us want to accomplish the thing that we've set out, no matter what the cost. You know?
True.
Like, I'm going to master this. I'm going to make this happen.
I will jump over those buses.
Yeah. No matter how many times it takes me. Someone do the math. I'm just going to ride the motorcycle.
Well, now they figure these things out in a way that seems, it makes things seem much more likely.
Mm.
They really do.
Run the math.
Figure the math out. And
they have an engineer on site
working it out. I mean, they really do. I think he was just sort of like,
let's see.
It's not too windy. I think I can make this. Let's go for it.
Let's just see.
And meanwhile, I talked a bunch of crap prior to jump day, so I've got to do it.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's one way of making it, you know, so that you can't check it out.
Oh, yeah.
Talk to
big game. Yourself into it. Well, that's what they all do.
Yeah.
The boxers do it. The daredevils do it.
Yeah.
The footballers do it.
Got to try and get out there and put your money where your mouth is.
Right.
Anyway, Harry.
You land up
Harry dudes.
Handicap.
Oh, yeah. Burt Reynolds is where we started.
I used to date this guy.
Oh, this will be good.
Years ago. It's not that good.
Whitey? Is it Whitey?
No, it's not Whitey.
Was it Eddie Van Halen?
It wasn't. I didn't date him.
Is it Roland Orzabal from
You're
Tears
not
for
know
Fears?
Who it is.
I don't know him at all.
It's the guy who later I banged for a guitar. If you must
know. I love that story.
His name was Dean. And he.
You gave him goodbye sex for that guitar over there.
Which guitar?
The one. You were like in the room and you were set like, yeah, I'll do you one more time for that guitar.
We were still friendly, and but I was done doing him, and he had a guitar I wanted. And
oh, so you presented the idea?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so you said, hey, I'll throw you one.
It was something like, I can't remember how exactly it got negotiated. Oh, no, he wanted to do it more.
That's what I assumed.
Yes.
I assumed he was like, hey,
and
like,
I was
what
like,
do you?
Well, give me that guitar, I will.
Well, so that's what I just said. Yeah. So for that guitar over there, and he went, done.
Yeah. Yeah.
Meet you in my bed.
Right. And that was the thing about him was that he was a really hairy dude. And but he's just so he would shave down his neck And he wound up, so like he'd have a t-shirt on and there'd be like, you know, the end, like the end of the shag rug would just be right there, just above the t-shirt,
yeah.
Just like shaved in, like, you know, with stubble all the way to that point. I'm like, maybe take it down a little further. I don't know. That just like,
keep
that,
going.
That hard line is very.
That's a pisser.
It's a bummer.
Yeah.
Oh, poor dudes, you know.
Well.
Hairy. Well, we're animals, you know. We have hair growing all over us. Mm-hmm. Lucky ass.
I would say I don't really, like I said, I don't really like doing it. But women in general, I sure hope this isn't going to get me in some kind of weird trouble.
Oh,
me
it
too.
Will.
It's Friday.
Yeah, keep
but
going.
But they work so hard to put things together, and it is appreciated. I mean, I know that it seems sexist to enjoy the way a woman looks and how
her turnout.
Well, she's put it together, but I appreciate it for sure. And there's no doubt that guys could do a little, put in a little effort.
Yeah.
A teeny bit.
And dudes too. A lot
That's
of dudes.
What I'm saying.
You know, not every dude.
And not like metrosexual.
Right. I don't want you to look too pretty.
Yeah, but yeah, a little something, something.
But sure. There's no doubt when you see someone, a woman in particular, who has put it all together, you mm-hmm. just go, dang. She did the hair, the face, the clothes.
Accessories, yeah.
It's yeah. all like
that
incredible.
That's incredible. That's a talent.
Yep.
Yep.
Nice.
Not us.
Even the rest of the, I was just going to say, the rest of us girls look at that girl and go, bitch.
We get up early. It's not fair.
She looks amazing.
Right. I got
up.
I
don't even want to be in the
what
same.
What do you want? Right? That was a big thing.
I got up at 3 to watch Big Brother.
Oh.
Because I didn't watch it last night. So I got up extra early.
Did it air?
It did.
It wasn't
did
air, a problem. But I couldn't stay up.
Did the NFL?
It was on NBC.
It was. So is that is it on NBC on Thursdays now? Did they
I'm
get the
not
Thursday night?
Sure.
Oh, please let that be the case. Because then it won't interfere with anything.
Usually the Sunday night games are NBC, and I don't know if that was...
just a special one or
yeah,
something.
I don't know. I don't follow it enough anymore to...
I know they signed contracts to carry those games, so who knows?
I watched part of the game and was all, this is boring. Mm. These guys aren't scoring, and it's not great. I don't even know who... I left. Philly won?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, great news.
Like 18-12 or something?
Yeah, that was like 6-3 at halftime, and I just went, oh, God.
Right. Like,
I
come
could
on,
barely
Philly,
handle this.
The
so we watched...
Ozark?
No, that's not Stripper. What is it? Why is Sinner.
Oh, what's that?
It's Jessica Biel's show. Uh-huh. I get...
Oh,
is that right?
Saw the first one of these.
Okay, so the first season I haven't seen.
Yeah.
Mrs. watched it.
Yeah, I fell right off it.
But the new season I've been watching, and it's good.
Oh,
it's,
you can hop on second season,
there's
no
like
problem.
A cult.
Oh.
Which is always creepy, the mind control
really
stuff.
Creepy.
There's always it's always a trip to see what's behind the gates of the cult.
Mm.
So there's a kid involved who's done something which clearly he wasn't born to do. We're not born that evil, are we?
Some people are.
Oh, they are?
I think they are.
You don't
I
think
mean,
that's
certainly
an hour,
it can be a learned behavior, but I think some people are just born evil.
Well,
in touch with that part of themselves.
Mm.
I watched that and then just tapped out.
I went to, on a very long walk with my brother and sister-in-law.
Oh, how's that?
That's our thing. We did this super steep hill. It sucked. And then my brother cooked dinner for us at our house. He used our grill and did this salmon and asparagus and this big quinoa salad.
Little John was okay with him getting in on his gig?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sure.
Well,
he wanted to, you know, we've cooked for them a bunch of times, so they wanted to, but they don't have a grill, so they were like, let us use your grill, and we ate at our house. It was delicious.
He did
the salmon. It was perfect, like that rare bit in the middle, and just like, it was just perfect. And then they all went off to John's softball game.
Oh. Is he going to join?
Well, there's a wait list for the team, so he'll be an alternate for a while.
Oh.
But they had a space for him last night. I guess Johnny Mosley was there last night, too. So, so I was like, Debbie, you got to go, because Johnny Mosley's wife and kids come to every game that he plays. So I'm not sure if she did last night, but I'm like, just go. There'll be another girl there.
Oh, you mean so she can make friends?
Yeah.
Oh.
And Malia's great, so.
Right.
But, yeah, they went off, and I was like, all alone.
Did they go to the deuce with him after?
I don't know.
Is the question.
Because I'm sure my brother did at least.
Uh-huh.
But my sister-in-law is trying to find a job I mean, everybody's trying to find a job, but she's there's this place, I'm telling you, it's 40 paces from my house. And she's been going there now to get adjustments. And she talks to the guy, and he loves her. And it's Cafe of Life. Ding, ding. Shame me.
So
he needs to hire her. Come on.
Is he? Will
he wants to. He's trying to figure out a way to do it. She's like, I don't need 40 hours, you know.
Small company, though, right?
Very small, yeah.
Like,
small.
It's his operation.
She freaking loves him, though. She because she went in the first time, and she had talked to a woman and set it up. So she went in and chatted with the guy, and he loved her, and she loved him. And but he did an adjustment on her, and she was coming home just talking about, oh, he's so his gentle, strong hands. Mm. I'm looking at her like, you know, your husband's sitting right here. Like, the way she was describing it, I'm like, holy crap. That sounds
erotic.
Positively. Yeah. X-rated,
awesome.
I guess. But, you know, she's a big chiropractor. You know how some people, you know, are just like, they live and die by it. They swear by it. And so she's, that's her whole thing. She had a big interview yesterday. So I don't know if she was, I don't know if she was going to be up for going to the deuce to hang with all the dudes.
The interview here in the city.
No, the interview was, yes, actually, I think her interview was in the city yesterday, but then she went to the other guy because she just wanted another adjustment. Even though she doesn't work for him yet.
Second one in a week.
He had a big day. Plus, who wants to go to the deuce? People in their right minds don't go there, but...
I don't know.
This is fine.
It's,
You've been.
You've been to the deuce?
Yeah.
Oh, when did you go?
I've been there twice.
Oh.
Once after, like, a Toys for Tots thing.
Oh.
And then I went there. We were so early, me and George, to your party.
Oh.
That we're like,
oh, you pre-gamed.
We left
Let's go
early
because
we thought of all the traffic.
Yes.
And so we got like an hour early. I'm like, oh, let's. And then all of a sudden I walk in and then I hear my name called. I look over and I'm like, hey, it's Anthony, our board op.
Oh, yeah, he's a bouncer.
He works
there now.
Oh, really?
I think he's going to start bartending there too.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah. So that was interesting.
I didn't know he was a Marin guy.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he actually works at a few places that I'll go and I'll be like, oh, it's you. Hi.
Again.
Yeah, everywhere I go, there you are. In the morning, at work.
Stalker
much? In the afternoon at the Safeway.
Well, it's a small town.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yes, anyway, so that was our day. Hey, we're going to do the Van Halen thing and more.
I can't wait.
I know, so let's break right now.
So we came out of Everybody Wants Some when we started this morning.
I want to see where that is. I love that song.
Absolutely at towards the top of the list of their best songs, in my opinion.
Good.
I want
to
see
it. Has to be top 10.
Hold on, let me see.
What's the list?
No, not top 10.
What's this all about? What's the article anyway?
How about I play a song and then we come back and I tell you the whole thing?
All right.
All right. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.